Welcome to Connected Roots, educational insights for a better world. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Humane Education Coalition. We are an international alliance for collective impact. Our mission is to advance the field of humane education for the betterment of all living things. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals, support their work, and foster respect and compassion among their constituents. Learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 2, we welcome Emily and Dana Buchwald of the Griffin Press. The mission of the Griffin Press is to publish beautifully illustrated children's picture books about the vital issues that animals, domestic, wild, and farmed, face, and to present those issues in such a way that children gain insights into and develop empathy for every animal life. All of their books are intended to illuminate the struggles that non-human animals face in modern society and to strengthen the human-animal bond. The Griffin Press titles showcase a wide range of important issues and ideas in humane education, including responsible pet guardianship, animal abuse and neglect, empathy development, and adoption and fostering. Additionally, many of their titles feature free, downloadable teaching guides. Thank you, Emily and Dana, for joining us today on Connected Roots.
We are delighted to be here.
So tell me more about the Griffin Press. Why did you choose to start this publishing company?
Well, the story really hinges on my retiring from a literary press that I founded back in 1979 called Milkweed Editions. I retired in 2003, and I thought I would never publish anything again. The first thing I did was get a dog, and it was wonderful, wonderful spending time with the dog. And I started listening to blogs on the various animal rescue sites, and I learned to my great dismay that children, even young children, were doing things to animals that were shocking. I was surprised, and I realized that the idea of children behaving responsibly toward animals be dealt with through picture books. When I looked at the publishing marketplace, I saw that although there were many worthwhile books for intermediate readers about animals and about human interaction with animals, that for the most part, children's picture books Disneyfied animals, made them cute, made them really human beings in animal dress. I didn't see any press that regularly took on the issues that animals face every day, issues of neglect, cruelty, abandonment, and even wonderful issues such as empathy, learning empathy from having animal friends. And so even though it was something that I had not wanted to do, I decided to go ahead and start the Griffin Press with picture books that would depict realistic scenarios for animals.
Well, I can tell you from my own experience that your books are an incredibly valuable resource. How do you think your books address societal challenges with youth, issues such as animal cruelty and exploitation?
My belief is that because these issues are everyday occurrences in the world, we needed to address them. Our first title, Buddy Unchained, was a story about abandonment and cruelty, and it moves children and adults to empathy for one particular dog. And I think it has to begin with the story of one individual animal so that children are engaged and empathize with that animal. I noted that mainstream publishers shy away from these issues because it's not pleasant, obviously, to present them to young children. We believe that young children already know about difficult issues and actually welcome opportunities to help change the world. We try to make our books offer solutions and happy endings while acknowledging that those issues must always be dealt with.
As far as specifically what issues our books address over these past 11 years, they address a variety of issues. So, you know, Buddy Unchained addresses cruelty and neglect. And also, many educators have told us for a variety of our books, but especially with Buddy, how it also is used to teach about bullying. We have books about the importance of spay and neuter. We have a book that was really the first of its kind called A Home for Dakota, which is about puppy mills. That's a difficult issue, but we take it on in an age-appropriate way. And Dakota is rescued and is with a foster person and eventually adopted. We have books that address various different kinds of non-human animals. So books about horses and hens, a wonderful book called Hens for Friends, parrots, rabbits, cats, of course, cats, lots of cats and dogs. And, you know, we do have one environmental fable that addresses environmental issues in a variety of animals, as well as a very gentle anti-fur book.
You know, challenges for non-human animals seem to persist around the world, which is one reason why we at the Coalition believe humane education is so critical to creating meaningful change for all living beings. Could you share with me an example of one of your hopeful stories that leaves young people feeling empowered and inspired to help animals?
Maggie's Second Chance is an adaptation of a real story in which children were able to come together with their teacher and address the town council to start a rescue shelter for dogs. They had only had a pound, which was killing most of the animals that came through. And it was marvelous for us to recognize that children themselves have the power to make something happen. And so Maggie's Second Chance tells the story through one abandoned dog, Maggie.
Yes, in Maggie's Second Chance, it's a story about this lovely dog named Maggie who unfortunately gets left behind when her family moves away. And she is recovered and taken to a shelter. And it turns out that she's pregnant and she has puppies. And that is how the children in the story come to find out about Maggie and her situation. Now you should just read the rest of the book to, you know, find out what happens. I will say that it's a happy ending. But again, it does show the initiative that was taken by children themselves to do something and to have real power and, you know, make a change in the world.
So I'm sure you hear from educators all the time about the quality of the books you're producing. What sort of feedback have you received from educators who are using your books in their education programs?
It has been extremely heartening to hear from educators all over the country, and they're enthusiastic. They talk about the way that, for instance, the children respond, the children understand, the children desire to make change.
Our books are now being used in different places in the world, from Tasmania in Australia. There's a wonderful center there called 10 Lives Cat Center that uses our books, to Guatemala, specifically our Spanish translation of Buddy Unchained with the organization Red Rover called Rufo Liberado. So it's really wonderful to see that as well. You know, they use our books in a variety of ways. So to teach, again, about issues that non-human animals face, but also to make that transition into issues that people face and that kids face in their own lives, from bullying to friendship and relationships. So we have a book called Max Talks to Me that's often used in terms of what is this nice relationship between a boy and his dog? What are the seeds, the components of a mutually loving and respectful relationship? I always like to hear also about how people might be using our books with older students, either having them take ownership of some of the issues in the books, whether it be spay neuter or puppy mills, and then really study that issue and then have the older students teach that to the younger students. It's all been very gratifying.
What does the future hold for the Griffin Press? What's next for you?
We continue to look for issues that are vitally important to animals and to think about how we can address them so that they can nurture compassion and respect for all living beings. We also want to form alliances with worldwide organizations to better understand their animal issues and to help address those issues. For example, a group of humane educators in China has contacted us, and they are very interested in creating humane education programs in China. And they believe that Griffin Press books would make a perfect curriculum for those efforts.
That's great. That's wonderful.
So just to add to that exciting project that's in the works in terms of getting our books translated and used in China, I just want to say that that came about by Griffin being a partner in the Humane Education Coalition. So we really appreciate HEC's facilitation and that connection to make that happen. It's really wonderful.
Well, we are thrilled to hear that. It's always great to see when collaboration can work so well to help organizations connect and build strong relationships to help us all continue to develop our work and make the world a better place. So great news. And so where can our listeners find your books for purchase?
They can find our books in a variety of places, so their local bookstores, libraries, online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or IndieBound, which is a nice little site if you want to patronize independent bookstores. Educators that are nonprofit organizations that want to purchase our books in bulk, so a title by the box, that's usually about 20 books per box, can receive a discount when they buy the books directly from us. And they can do that by going to our website and contacting us. And of course, they can buy the books. There's a link off the website where they can buy the books as well.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us today on Connected Roots, and thank you for being such a valued partner of the Humane Education Coalition.
We're so appreciative of the work that the Humane Education Coalition does. I have the feeling we'll be collaborating with many other partners.
Learn more about the Griffin Press by visiting their website at thegriffinpress.com. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram at the handle The Griffin Press. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and magical moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Contact the Humane Education Coalition at give@hecoalition.org for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world.